Amen. Some people don't go to their village because then they fear. Then they fear to go village. Everybody travel. Why you not travel? Some people, they fear. Once again, welcome your neighbor to our year of peace. Just welcome everybody around you. Our year of peace. Welcome me, welcome them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Be seated one moment. Hallelujah. When we enter the first month of the year like this, two things stand before every one of us. One, we are full of appreciation that the Lord made us to see another year. So there should be more of praises and thanking Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. And secondly, the month of January is the beginning of the month. And so it is also a month of seed sowing, so that you can also harvest during the year. And when I say seed sowing, I'm talking about the power of both the power of the spoken word and, you know, practical demonstration of seed sowing. But more importantly, always remember, like I always believe, I believe that when you wake up in the morning before you hit the street, before you enter your car, you go to the bus stop and start the day's business, that you take control of the day in your room first. It is the prayer that you prayed before you go out every day that determines how the day will be. Amen. When you see people, they enter motor, they want to go and travel. Then when they enter, finish, they begin to pray in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. That is no prayer of faith. That is prayer of fear. And it is evidence you have no faith. Hallelujah. Always, before you wake up, we learn something from the Lord Jesus. He knew what was ahead of him. Early in the morning, while his disciples are still sleeping, he has withdrawn to a mountain. Pray! By the time it's time for waking up, he don't come say, and then he's telling the disciples, let us go over there. Let us go here. You never hear any other prayer Jesus ever pray anywhere. You will always hear him. When he's confronted, the next thing you do is just do thanksgiving. Father, I thank you because you always hear me. Lazarus, come forth. Hallelujah. Why? Because he has taken over the day. When I first gave my life to Christ, I told you people something. I believe God raised me to worship him by faith, not by sensation. And the substance of my faith is his word. And then one day, my morning prayers are very important to me. I'm not a religious person. You know, there's religious prayer. You wake up in the morning, you call family prayer, everybody come. Then you are forcing your children to pray. Then they pray, some they talk, some they busy, cause you this man, a lot of people sleep, they pray. Then you think that you have prayed. Now we don't pray. Our family don't pray. I don't believe in that, you know. When you finish that one, then I now go and have my own prayer. So. And then one day, I prayed and I didn't know. My elbow was on my knee as I sat there praying. I didn't know until my knee peeled. I only realized when I woke up, went to the bathroom, and I was noticing pain, and I discovered it peeled. That means I was really praying the spirit. Not how long you pray. Okay? It's not how long you pray that makes God to hear you. Catch it very well. We are entering a new year. Oh, praise the Lord. And then, that day, I was just going on the road. A driver, that was in 1996. This church had not started. And then all of a sudden, I turned, look. My eyes, red. Mucus formed already. As if they just carry and compass there, you know, at a go. I told the driver to wait. I looked at the mirror. My eye red, mucus full everywhere. And the first thing that comes to my mind is that I prayed against sickness this morning. So where did this come from? I did not pray more than that once. All I did was, I was still sitting down, the driver was still driving and going, and I said, I began to talk to him, to the hearing of my driver. I said, you are a liar, Satan. I took control over you this morning before I came out. Where are you coming from? Go back to sender. They stopped, collected water, and washed my face. I didn't pray any prayer more than go back to sender. In another 1 hour, my eye clear. Why? It is the prayer I have prayed that armed me. Amen. Maybe some of you will have observed something in this ministry if you are long enough. I've been to churches, I've been where the pastor collects microphone. It's time for him to preach. And he says, let us pray. And he's doing some long prayer. Some long prayer. In Jesus' name. Now let's open the word. I don't know how many of you have ever seen me here doing that type of prayer. I don't remember me ever doing it. Because before I come to the altar, I'm supposed to have prayed. Let me for all time go begin to pray. Lord, put me out of the way. Lord, come and speak to your people today. Lord, I am only a human being. Lord, this one. Now you go pray that prayer. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. No, that one, you don't know what you are doing. So why I'm bringing this example is for you to note that this year, how you will end this year will depend on the type of prayer you will pray in the beginning of the year. This is a year this is the month where you prophesy to yourself, not only in the church like this, when you wake up, do more of prophesying to your life. Stand before mirror. Moses Alu. This year. Nasoso Tokumboka you get. This year, you go write chances. Praise God. This year, your account balance will be different from last year. Oh. This year, we shall be your year of peace. Moses, I'll show you, they hear me. If they talk for mirror, they point up. If they point you, they point up. Amen. Now, you look like a crazy person, but you are sowing. There's the power of the spoken word. Hallelujah. See, this first month of the year, every prayer program in this church attend, because I am a revelated preacher. I will give more time to prayer and watch the kind of pronouncement I'll be pronouncing over you. Because I know that whatever I say will determine how your year will be. Don't miss it. I'm telling you, don't miss it. Including those of you watching us on our broadcast. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't sit at home. The devil knows how to give people reason not to come to church. Not to come to church. I told you people something. During the vigil, the crossover night, I said, those of you who have, I said, a true child of God, when you are in problem, that is when you get closest to God. Don't let problem keep you from God. Don't let any problem stop you from praying. I told you that God's principle, sometimes He uses problem to draw His children nearer Him so that He can have fellowship with you. Catch that very well, church. And don't let the devil say, I don't answer the fear, I get back pain, I'm not going to go to church. That's the reason why you should be the first to be in the church that day. Don't sleep and wake up with the back pain. Go to church. When the pain is too much, call the coordinator and say, please give me this seat because I don't know how they feel. I prefer this seat somewhere. But don't you sit at home because you are not happy. The day your boyfriend disappoints you, make sure that day you are in the church. Don't say, I don't feel like, I'm very sad. I'm just sad. I'm just sad. I'm just too sad. What happened? Oh, Obina. 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 Praise the Lord. When you have a wound in your body, you don't say, see blood. See wound. Even my bone come out safe. What do? You run for treatment. Run for treatment. When any negative thing happens around you, run to God. Run to God. This month of January, because you'll be praying, God will be giving you prayer points. Through the dreams you receive. Through the visions you see. Through that voice you hear. It is prayer point God is giving you. Anything that will disturb you this year, God will give you in a revelation. There are some dreams when you wake up in the morning, you start a fast. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. Some dreams that you wake up like this, say, na lie, can't happen. That's what happened last year. That's how I suffered till the end of last year. Now this is not going to come again. You lie. Wake up and start a fast. But I know this year is our year of peace. No more battles. Last year was battle for this church. But this year is our peace. A year of peace. Praise the Lord. I've said something concerning what you're expected to do. Your life. Also, remember that God works by His principles. Always have that in mind. God works by His principles. Amen. Learn to walk with God according to His principle. By His principle, you will never regret it. God will never bend it because of anybody. Always take note of that. And every year, the beginning of the year, I always like to remind the church One principle that you must operate to prosper and live in peace this year is always, in whatever you do, put God first. In whatever you do, put God first. Can we open Proverbs chapter 3? Christianity is the easiest, simplest religion on earth. I'm telling you. Very simple, very easy. I'm reading verse 5 and verse 6 and verse 7. Verse 5. It says, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Lean not unto thy own understanding. That is, don't put confidence, trust in your own abilities. Don't put confidence, trust, dependence on your own abilities. Don't say, I have connection. My friend is the governor. He's the MD. He's the manager. Don't trust in your connection. I am close to the MD. I am close to my manager. I am in Severite. Don't trust in your wisdom to package your marketing very well. I know how to advertise my products. I know how they sell my market. I know how to catch attention. I know where to go and get my goods. That's that statement there. It said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. And in verse 6, in all thy ways. He said what? Acknowledge him. Acknowledge God. Acknowledge him. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. Or somebody that very connected in this country that I wanted to use his connection to get to some people at the top of the government. Just at a phone call, they will be glad that he called them. But I learned something. Before I pick the call and call, he will kneel down and pray, Lord, I want to call this person for this favor. Lord, as I talk to him, cause him to listen to me. The day I found out that that's what he was doing, I learned a lot that day. Then this scripture became meaningful to me. Lean not unto your own understanding, but in all thy ways. He said, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. You won't say, this is who I am. They must listen to me. No. Anything can make them disappoint you. Praise the Lord. Acknowledge him. That this business today, as you open your shop, Lord, I dedicate the business to you again as I commence my market today. Acknowledge him. That he is the owner of the business. Amen. You are only a caretaker of the business. acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. He said, and something will happen. What did he say will happen? Eh? If you do that, he shall direct thy paths. That is the benefit of acknowledging him in all thy ways. He will direct your paths. He will direct your paths. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He will direct your paths. He will, when you acknowledge him. And that is why he gave the law of the tithes. Every believer, you must acknowledge that whatever profit you make, whatever income you have, it is by the power of God that you received it. And how to acknowledge him is give him what belongs to him. And he has asked his own. 10%. You take the lion's share. But just give him small. Only 10%. But do you know there are Christians that find it difficult to pay tithes? And any time you receive an income and you don't recognize God, that he's the one that made it possible for it to reach you, then you are saying that it is by your own effort, by your own connection, that money, by your own power, that money did not stop getting to you. That's the meaning. That's the meaning. That it is by your own effort. Because you are very good in the job. That's why they didn't sack you. That's why throughout the month, you were peace in your office and your salary came. It is by your effort. It's by your effort. So there's no need for you to share it with God. And it is foolishness to act and think like that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, when you do that, verse 7, he said, be not wise in thy own eyes. Amen. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. When you do all this, verse 8, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. What he's saying is, you will have peace. That's the meaning. It will be held to the navel and the marrow. To the navel and marrow, your bone marrows. Praise the Lord. What he's saying is, when you acknowledge God, you lean not into your own understanding, you allow him to direct you, then you will have peace. And this is our year of peace. So why not take this little admonishment very seriously and act on it? Because every blessing that God gives, there is a condition attached to it. And this is the condition attached to our peace this year. You can't walk out of the will of God and dwell in peace. Because he says, it shall not be well to the wicked. Praise the Lord. He said, the wicked runneth when no man pursueth. There's no peace to the wicked. Praise the Lord. He added again, honor the Lord with thy substance, verse 9. And with the first fruits, you see, I say put God first. First fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty this year. And thy presence shall burst out with new wine. And start speaking about tithes. And any time you pay tithe, I have told you this several times before, that any time you pay tithe, God is not a magician. He does not come and multiply and multiply and multiply. You just stay like this. Go see your bank account. Your last balance there was 1 million naira. Then when you pay your tithe, then you go and see 10 million naira there. No, it's not like that. What he said that when you pay your tithe, new ideas to make more money will be coming to you. New ideas, new connections will be coming to you. Praise the Lord. Because you acknowledge Him, and since you pay your own tithe, God also wants His tithe to increase. Because it's part of the business. So the more profit you make, the more too His tithe will be. Amen. And God is dynamic. He's not static. So you must grow. You must not be stagnated. So new ideas will be coming to you. And let me quickly add something. Amen. The ideas that these motivational speakers talk. I have listened to some of them. Oh, fine, sweet mouth, sweet tongue. Fine, sweet tongue. But there is something I have noted among all of them, those motivational speakers, on wealth creation. How to raise champions, billionaires and millionaires. Among all the people that talk, I have not seen any of them that is a billionaire. Amen. I've not seen any of them that is teaching and using himself as an example. I have never gone to see where Dangote went to tell people how to make money. Bill Gates, I've not seen him go to give seminar talk on how to make money. But the people, when they talk, now struggling people like us, so big idea, big grammar, big. Now when they finish, amen, you are loaded with ideas. I am telling you, praise the Lord. A scripture that says, except the Lord watches over a city, they that watch over it watch in vain. Whatever idea you have, if you put God out of it, you will fail as a Christian. As a Christian. Amen. Praise God. Well, my brother sitting over there, was telling me yesterday about a church that is building their own church building, and the total cost of the project is $2.5 billion. And they'll be paying so amount, you know, every time. And what came to my mind is, amen, that pastor has never come to say, this is how we are raising the money. It is not from tithe and offering of the people to raise 2.5 billion naira. One thing you must never do is to compare yourself with anybody, because you don't know their sources of wealth. That's the mistake most people make. He's just 40 years like me. See what he has achieved. I must achieve it. Have you gone to find out how he has achieved what he has achieved? Do you know where he belongs to? Do you know where he go enter? Amen. Praise the Lord. So believers, I'm talking to believers. Amen. May God can make you a billionaire. God can make a multi-millionaire. Yes, I believe it. But you must get it a scriptural way. Don't compare yourself with anybody, because there is no rich person that will ever tell you how he got his money. The only thing they will always tell you is how they started very poor. And then how they labor, but now see where I am. I was having even to eat was a problem. Praise the Lord. Anyway, let me drop this for you, that you don't compare yourself with anybody. You stay with the word. Follow him. Do what God tells you to do. There is a woman in the Bible, a widow. We know it. Let's read it. 1 Kings chapter 17. Hallelujah. First Kings chapter 17. This Bible, if you allow it to teach you, you will not miss it. Lie, you will not miss it. In chapter 17, Elijah the Tishbite had already laid a curse on the land that there will be no rain nor dew for 3 years according to his word. And the whole land was in famine, drought, hunger, difficulty. The Lord told him to go by the brook Cherith. And everything there finished, the brook dried up. And verse 8. 1 Kings chapter 17 and verse 8. Are we there? Praise God. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Somebody here, God is going to command somebody to sustain you this year. I'm prophesying to somebody, and it must come to pass. Hallelujah. When I was facing difficulties sometime, 1990, 91, 92, 93, things were difficult for me. That was my wilderness. Ah! My enemy must not go through what I went through. And every believer, you must undergo that trial. If you never get that history for your Christian life, then wait for it, because it must come. Prepare for it. I went praying one day. Lord, change my situation now. How can this is a reproach? It's a reproach. Just one moment. Praise the Lord. And I said, Lord, change my situation. I was crying. And the Lord spoke to me, said, I have raised an angel of mercy for you. Somebody, this year, God will give you an angel of mercy. I wrote it down. Amen. I'm telling you, suddenly, from nowhere, God raised a friend of mine. Amen. That could call me. There was one time he even sold his, among the property they demolished in Abuja. His own property was also among the property that was demolished. So after some time, they called him to compensate him. So he called me. He said, do you know that the minister of FCT just called him and he was surprised. He was not sure when. He thought it was a 419 call. And said he was a social minister. And then he said, concerning this, please, your check is ready. If you have time, come to the office and collect it. So he called me. Said he went and he picked 66 million. They gave him for compensation. And he said, so I said, make I give you 2 million out of it. So I went there and he gave me cash. 2 million. Angel of mercy. Somebody, God will raise your angel of mercy. Hallelujah. The same person, I told you this testimony one time. I'm giving you this testimony because when I preach anything, I preach what I have experienced. To confirm to you that this Bible is true. I say I was owing somebody just 25,000 naira. I'm talking back then during my wilderness journey. And you know there are some dirty debts like that. That somebody says, I need this money by so date. I say, no, before that date I'll give you. He said, the money is not my own. Then give me to keep. And he said, neighbor, that had so much regards for me. I quickly took it and gave me. By that date, I didn't have the money to give him back. Oh! And the owner of the money was to travel first thing in the morning the next day. And then he was traveling to Sokoto. We would go very early in the morning. That day, I didn't know how we come home. He was my neighbor. It was not the time of GSM. And then I just said, how will I go home? Make I wait till the man sleep. So I came home late. That day, my wife is here. She knows what the story I'm talking about. And then I waited. When I came back home after 11 in the night, at least for don't sleep, my wife reminded me that the man has come here 4 times to ask of me. I said, why will I tell this man? And this, the owner of the money was in his house. He will leave the next day in the morning. And then all of a sudden, I went to sleep. You can imagine where my bedroom, far inside, and the entrance door, you know, as early as 5 a.m., I heard the door knocking. I, Nami Hiram. That means I didn't sleep. I was worried because, to me, the greatest asset, I personally, the greatest asset I have is my integrity. I have tried by all means to maintain it. Anything that will disturb my integrity, I'll pay any price to retain my integrity. Now my integrity was at stake. What? How can I face this man? 5 a.m. My door knocked. Back, back, back. I said, oh! Why will I tell this man he's at the door now? Suddenly, I went to the door. I said, well, tell him. There's nothing I can do. I can't run. I opened the door. And who I saw was my driver when I was in the Air Force. He stood and said, good morning, sir. His name is Joseph, a sergeant. I said, Joseph, what's the problem? Hope all is well. He said, sir, Oga said I should give you this envelope. Hallelujah. I said, somebody here, God will give you your angel of mercy. The person, so that you will know this is God, the person that gave that money was in Jos. That is the same person that gave me that 2 million another time. I didn't talk to him. I didn't tell him I have any problem. I didn't call anybody to say I need money. This man, his new Oga is in Lagos. He sent the money from Jos to his Oga. And the Oga says that, now your former Oga, so you know where he's living. He said, yes, he knows where they live. He said, please, first thing in the morning, he said, go and give him this before you come and carry me to work. So 5 a.m. of all time, 5 a.m., he handed over the envelope to me. I clean my face while making no be saying a dream. When I opened it, it was tight. It was a bundle of 25,000 naira exactly. Praise the Lord. I went to my sitting room and then I prayed. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Then, and I went and knocked at that door. Hallelujah. I called Elijah. He said, hi, I'm sorry, I came back very late yesterday. I'm very sorry. Please, take this money. I came late, that is why. He said, thank God, thank God. I heard him when he was shouting at his, oh yeah. Be on your way. Somebody, our God is a God of last minute miracle. He will be your miracle provider in the name of Jesus Christ. I say he will raise up an angel of mercy for you. If you are the one, jump up and shout amen. This year, we talk of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He is still doing it now. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, your own fire may be the situation you are in that wants to embarrass you, that wants to kill you. But while you think you are dead, he will just step in there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He told Elijah, there is no food anywhere. But you go to Zarephath. There is a widow there that I have commanded her. Listen, church. Praise the Lord. Listen very well. The story, the commandment to go to that widow. Listen very well. I am telling you, as I study that scripture, the miracle was not for Elijah, it was for that widow. In Luke chapter 4, let's read it. Luke chapter 4. Amen. Verse 23. I read up to verse 26.